Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on the sound of compassion. Our intention is that everybody might learn and be able to do compassion and even make a sound of it. Okay, that's it. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got our next semester, both online and at the Institute, starting next week. On Tuesday is the online version, and on Wednesday is the Institute version. The Institute version is half online, so actually you could start on the 7th or later if you wanted to, at the Institute in Sausalito, here in the San Francisco Bay Area. So we do half online, half at the Institute. The classes that are best done at the Institute, like, you know, weekend workshops or playing with the equipment and bowls and all the instruments we have, are all done at the Institute. And then all the lectures are done online. If you're doing it completely online, then of course it's all there. It's Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, Tuesday, Thursday nights, and Saturday days. And it works really well online. We do work a lot of work with the voice. We do healings on each other. Also, you get to practice on friends and family as well. You get to choose whatever instruments you would like to get, because a lot of people just do voice. Some people get technologies. There's a full range. So we'll let people choose what they want to actually use in the classes. So that's the certificate program, all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically, for healing the body, also dealing with pain. Emotionally, for clearing out all those stuck emotions and changing negative beliefs. Mentally, for brainwave entrainment and the way it works on rhythms, especially on the brain. And then also frequencies on the brain. And then spiritually, as far as accessing higher emotions, the frequency of your soul, and the frequency of source, right? And compassion as well, that we'll be talking about today. So we have a dozen instructors, so you get a full perspective as to how everything works, and a wide perspective from a lot of different people. And it's really cool, you know, it's like there's not just one perspective, it's really all the different perspectives. In my classes, I teach the full range of how people look at different areas. For example, in the chakras, you know, we look at all the different frequency systems, and there's about 7 or 8 that people have come up for the chakra system. All the different note systems that people have come up for the chakras, all the different instruments that people have come use chakras. So it's not just one person's idea. It's a survey of what's out there, right? And that's just the way it works in all the classes, giving you a survey, and then you can decide what you believe in, what you want to subscribe to, what you want to use for yourself or on others, right? So it's also all about how sound works in the universe. Sound, music, and vibration, not just sound and music, actually also color and light and geometry as well. We have the geometry classes. And then there's many skills you'll learn and techniques to open your own practice as well. That's the certificate program. We also have the recording program, which is totally separate from the sound healing program. We're about 7 or 8 classes into it. Actually, I had somebody that just jumped in. Next semester starts in the in January. And it's all about how to use a digital audio workstation like Pro Tools or Ableton Live or Logic to record, mix, and produce. And it works really well. We've got our Pro Tools on the screen, so you can see what I'm doing in real time and hear it in real time as well. Right. So that's, you could jump in, but it's next semester is in January. and see the other things we have happening. We are doing a, on September 25th, we're going to have a booth at the TED Talk, Marin TED Talk show, so you can check that out. We also have our therapy center where we're finding home notes and also doing brainwave assessments to see what note is best for delta, theta, and alpha and beta for you. Delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for presence and learning, and then beta for overcoming ADD and thinking, right? And gamma for blissing out, right? So we do those assessments. You can find them in our therapy center at soundtherapycenter.com. Let me go ahead and share my screen here. And you can actually find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. And there's a link to the Sound Therapy Center where we have all the different treatments. In the store, we've got over 300 instruments and books and bowls and technologies and over 100 CDs, music CDs for all types of intentions and all types of issues, and then frequency CDs for all types of problems in the body. These are CDs you don't listen to, you play them on the body. Right, with headphones or one of our devices like the bass pod or the bass bout. We also have the sound tables and sound lounges. You can find those at soundloungecenter.com. And then we have the Research Foundation. We're just reworking that. We should have it done in a couple of weeks here, where you can see a full list of practitioners, all the research out there, and that's in the field, and also all the research we're doing, and all of the student papers from the last 10 years, which are really interesting, actually. So that's coming, that's being redone. It should be done in about a week or two. And then we also have the site, the Medical Sound Association site. Let's see here, which is the it's really what's cool about it is the integrative sound section, where we have treatment plans for all the different issues of grief, anxiety, depression, trauma, dementia, in detail, very detailed treatment plans. And then we also have in the intake form section, you can click on reports and get data. Right now we have 81 entries of people that are doing sound healing on different issues. And there's 73% reduction of issues. You can also choose any issue and any instrument and see what percentage reduction or what, you know, what instruments are working for best for what issues, right? And you can use this data on your site if you like, right? So, and if you're doing sound healing, you know, submit data. We could really, you know, we're hoping to get 10,000 within a few years, right? And we'll have some really good data that we can share with hospitals and such. Right? So that's medicalsoundassociation.com. And then we have the soundeducationcenter.com, where we have about 500 exercises for kids that you can download. But here's the new, the cool thing that we're doing now. Oh, I wanted to mention before I get into this, the Medical Sound Association has bi-monthly meeting September 25th. Let me double check that. No, September 26th, right? Yeah, September 20. 20, no, it's not. Let's see. It is September 19th. There we go. September 19th. And so we're going to be going over autism and I think schizophrenia as well on that meeting. And all you have to do to sign up is fill out the contact form at medicalsoundassociation.com. And then for the Sound Education Center, we also have bi-monthly meetings. The next one is just next Sunday, a week from Sunday, on September 12th. And what we're doing with that right now is we're launching the Vibe Academy. We're going to start doing classes for online classes for kids from 3 to 12 years old. And We'll have a whole schedule as to what age group we're working with each week. We're planning on doing ultimately Tuesday and Thursday mornings around 9 or 10 a.m. and also Saturday mornings. And we've got a lot of people in the Sound Education Association from all over the world that are going to be teaching the classes, including myself. They're free for the first like 9 months or so. And because our goal here is to not only help the kids, but also to bring this curriculum into private and public schools around the world. And in order to do this, we need more data on their effectiveness. So because it's free, we're going to have the parents and the kids, if they're old enough, fill out evaluation forms weekly. And also, we're going to be videotaping all the classes, so everybody has to agree to that, right? We're going to have a weekly schedule in detail on the site here. We also talk about all the different premises that we are basing the classes on. We've got, over 2,000 exercises that we've developed, and they're based on the Maria Montessori premises: better connection to self, better connection to others, and better connection to nature. And here's her quote: "The goal of early childhood education should be to activate the child's own natural desire to learn." It's really kind of the one of the biggest aspects of this curriculum is we've got over 200 hours of video, and the kids just love it, right? They can't wait to have us come in again. So it's really activating that desire to learn. Because if you can activate that, that's going to help the kid in their whole life, right? Because there's so many children that are turned off by school and get afraid or feel like they're not good enough, and then they shut down on the joy of learning, right? And so when you get them really excited about it, which is what we're doing, it's the best, okay? It's also based on research and assumptions from the books on brain development and how vibration works in the universe, right? The basic physics of vibration, in fact. And again, that's not just sound, it's color, light, and geometry as well. And it's also all of the exercises that our instructors have come up with as well over 20 years. And we go through the different problems in childhood education. But what we're really doing is creating peace. That sounds kind of simple, but it's really getting the children at peace physically, mentally, so they have more focus, emotionally, so they're more stable, and then even spiritually, right? So they're more connected to nature and source, if you want to go there. And then also a better an understanding based on experience. When teaching, of course, for the younger years, it's all more experiential. In the later years, we then explain what's going on as far as the experiences they have had in the earlier years. And then also more of a connection to the ways of nature, to the mathematical patterns of nature, in fact, right? The ways of the golden mean, the ways of the harmonic structure of sound, and the way that's connected to the whole of nature, and all the mathematical patterns, so that they're more connected to nature. And also, again, here, learning that is a blast, right? So they're inspired to learn. There's one other part I haven't put in here that I want to put in here, and that is that every single exercise has a reason why they're learning it, right? It's like the opposite of math class, right? I know I learned all this stuff in high school and in college. I learned all this math, and I still don't have a clue why I learned it, right? Well, I know that it's good for the brain to be able to do logic, right? I know that, right? But it had zero applicability to anything I've ever done. Right? So that's the whole point, is that every single thing is applicable. Because I know if There is not a reason to learn something. I am not going to lend a single brain cell to remember it, right? What's the point? I mean, why, if there's no reason, I'm not going to pay that much attention. It could be cool, I'll pay a little attention, but I'm not going to really work hard and remember it, right? But when it's applicable and you know why you're learning it, then that's when anybody, kids, anybody pays attention. It's like, oh, that's why we're learning it. Oh, now I'm there, right? Okay. So that's another aspect as well. We all have all the benefits and outcomes, more stability and coherence, physical connections, emotional, mental, and even technical, so they can do more technical work, right? Because that's really important to be able to get a job and be able to thrive, right? We're going to have a detailed schedule here, and then contact form. I don't have it working yet. Working by Monday. In fact, all of this should be up by Monday, and you'll find it. I don't even have the. You could just go to soundeducationcenter.com, and you'll find a link there. But we're going to have vibeacademy.live, LIVE. Vibeacademy.com was already taken, so we're getting vibeacademy.live, LIVE, and that will go directly to this page. Right. So if you know anybody that wants to, has kids that you want to get involved, it's free, completely free, right? And it's really cool. I mean, we've been doing these exercises for years, you know, with the kids, so it's not like we're just starting out here. And it's also the exercises, a lot of the exercises we do in the sound healing classes. And as a parent, you're welcome to sit in as well, right? You might find it really interesting as well, right? But we're going to record you. Okay, so that's the Vibe Academy. Vibeacademy.live, LIVE. Okay, so that's what's happening at the Institute. Let's talk about compassion. It's interesting. The reason I thought to do this today is because last week, my brother and I were talking, and we started talking about the virus and the vaccines, and learned you can't do that. Got to be careful. It's dangerous these days to talk about virus and vaccines, right? Really dangerous. And within a minute, he's like screaming at me because I don't have a vaccine, right? And I'm like, my intuition's telling me right now to not get it, right? Very strongly, actually. And so it's like it was really a bummer because, you know, I love my brother, and so it's created this big rift, right? And so I started thinking about compassion that we teach in the class that's coming up, actually. By the way, you can do any of the classes individually. You don't have to do the whole course. And on this Tuesday online, we have the class on holding frequency, where we go through 11 techniques to be able to be at peace in the midst of challenges and conflicts. And one of the techniques is compassion, right? So I wanted to talk about this and get into it a bit and practice it here, because it's not only, you know, arguments over the vaccine or the virus, but it's also just, it's like I think compassion is like the thing that is needed the most on the planet. There's so much divisiveness, right? There's so much separation. So many, I mean, there's just so many people that are not connecting, right? And I think very few people know how to do compassion, right? They know it's cool, and some people kind of think, oh, it's just love, right? But it's a little bit different. Love is pretty cool. If you can send love, that's really excellent. But to be able to hold compassion in the midst of a challenge or a conflict, that's really cool, right? And it's not easy sometimes. I mean, compassion is easy in that it's built in. I mean, compassion is really built in. I mean, if it weren't for TV and movies, we would naturally have compassion for anybody that's suffering, anybody that's starving. We still do a lot, right? But because of mass media, it's like we've kind of become desensitized to it. Or anybody that's hurt. I mean, it's like, or it's so massive also. I mean, we see homeless people, in the city, you see all the homeless people, and it's like there's nothing you can do because it's just too much. So we kind of lose that built-in compassion. It's like years ago, I was driving in a residential area near here, and this car came flying by me. It was like 25 miles an hour zone, right? And he comes flying by like almost 60 miles an hour. I look in my rearview mirror and he runs a stop sign and there's a bicyclist going across the street in the crosswalk and he hits him right on and the bicyclist goes flying up and lands on the top of the car, not the hood, the top of the car. And I'm seeing the whole thing in my rearview mirror, right? And I just start bawling. I just started crying, right? I didn't know this guy. I had no idea who it was. But because compassion is built in, I just started bawling, right? The tricky part is when to have compassion for someone that is hurting you, right? When someone is doing something that affects you, right? That's the tricky part. The main way that I do compassion is I think what might have caused them to do what they have done, right? And the answer is always the entrainment into the craziness of our society for hundreds of thousands of years, at least 10,000, right? The way of greed, selfishness, also the fact that so many people are struggling. They're not eating, they're hungry, they're not sleeping, they're stressed out. I mean, it's this whole way that the society has been set up so people have to struggle, right? And therefore they've gotten into this pattern of selfishness, right? It's nobody's fault except whoever set up the system in the first place. You don't have compassion for them, for those weird beings, those dark beings, right? But for anybody on the planet, it's really coming from their ancestors. It's really coming from their parents. It's and their parents and their parents, right? It's been here forever. People are just totally entrained into that. If everybody was running love and light on the whole planet everywhere for thousands of years, it wouldn't be happening. We would just be running that pattern, right? Because we just run these patterns of society, right? And our society keeps it running, right? So it's nobody's fault. And that makes me let go of any anger. With my brother, I'm like, it's just like we're this is funny. It's like we're all lost. It's funny that if you're saying to my friend, we're all disabled. We're all disabled, right? Because of society. And so we can have compassion for all of us because it's just these patterns that are causing us to run this non-caring, right? That's really helpful. Even in traffic, if I see someone that does something weird, it's like, What might have caused them to do what they're doing? Well, they're just trained into having to get someplace on time because of work. And it's just this whole system, right, is got them trapped, right? It's nobody's fault, right? It's kind of like Jesus said, they know not what they do, right? They're in the patterns of society, right? That's tricky if somebody's like hurting you in the moment. I find it hard to even have compassion when somebody's hurting me in the moment, but didn't take long afterwards, often only an hour, sometimes a day or so, and I'm able to have compassion for them. It's not their fault. Here's another one. You can see them as a baby. Imagine them as this cute little baby, right? We all have spirit and source in us that is not far from the surface, right? It's very interesting to imagine Trump as this cute little baby, right? Or extreme case, imagine Hitler as this cute little baby, right? Actually, I saw this site online where they showed baby pictures or kid pictures of mass murderers. And I clicked on it, right? And it was like every single one of them were cute kids with this cute smile. It was really interesting, really shocking to see. Every one of them were just really cute, right? Because we all come from source. And then we get a little messed up, right? That's another way. But also, if you do anger or upset, you're just hurting yourself, right? It's like all of this stuff that people are doing that is negative is like a chaotic vibration. If you run anger or upset at someone hurting you, then it's like you're doing that also. And the whole trick is to get to we're at peace again. It was interesting. I've got this book on quotes and there's a couple of quotes. One, let's see if I can remember. One said, this is really interesting. It said, if you really do compassion well, then it's like whatever that other person did never happened. That's intense, right? It's like that. What that person did never happened. Imagine all the stuff that people have done for, sometimes really bad. Like, it's like one of my students, she said her mom, got shot in the leg, right? Or somebody, beat you up or rips you off for money, right? I mean, I had a, I had a this guy ripped me off for $1 million in my school 20 years ago and caused the school to go bankrupt, right? And it's like so interesting to think, okay, to run compassion so purely that that never happened, right? That's like a trip. And also to know when you get upset, you're hurting yourself, right? So when I was actually, I put together a play called Compassion, and it's a Cirque du Soleil style play. And in the play, there's this baby that's born on stage, and he grows up. And is in as he's growing up, he's partying with the elements. This baby is the earth. The baby is the earth. And so he's partying with all of the elements of earth, air, fire, and water. And they're actually acrobats, right? And there's this whole just beautiful, wonderful time where he's like having just the best time, right? And then the queen of the elements shows up and he falls in love with her. And then these dark forces come of society and greed and selfishness, and they ultimately kill the queen of the elements, right? Which is like Mother Earth in a way, which has been happening. And then he gets really angry at first, the Earth character, because he's now grown up. And then the whole deal is for him to have compassion for those destroying the planet. And this is, and so, so finally he does have compassion, and then it's a big party from there on out. And now we're getting, this play is now getting placed so that we can actually, it will be in 35 venues around the world once the virus lets up. And it's really cool because now I can go, because actually what I did is I took the anger towards the guy that ripped me off and turned it into compassion. It took me a few years of anger management, right? And then, so I took the play and took that compassion for that guy that ripped me off to extreme of compassion for the planet, right? So when I was working on this play, I started studying different ways to do compassion, right? And it was interesting. There happened to be this radio show on NPR that I was listening to of these two guys, one from Israel and one from Palestine. And they had had their entire families killed. Their wife and all their kids. And they got together and went to the schools throughout Israel and Palestine and got up and said, "If anybody has reason for anger and revenge, it is us. Our families are gone. But we're here to tell you that forgiveness and compassion is the only answer. Otherwise, there will be many more suffering like we are." I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh my God, Jesus never had it that bad. All their entire family is killed, and they're sincerely running compassion. I mean, oh my God, that's just like unbelievable, right? So then there's the Dalai Lama. Used to have 3,000 ashrams in Tibet, the most beautiful spiritual society on the planet ever. Really well put together. And now there's three ashrams. Dalai Lama, of course, can't even go to Tibet, right? And I saw this video where these three nuns came up to the Dalai Lama and they said, "Dalai, we almost blew it today. We almost didn't have compassion for the Chinese government. We were almost like them." I saw another video where the Dalai Lama was being interviewed and the guy said, "If there was a soldier here that killed thousands of Tibetans, what would you say to him?" And the Dalai Lama said, "I would go and hold him for all the pain that he's feeling." It's really interesting, you know? When you get into the energy of love, compassion is easy. Kind of, you don't even have to think about it. It just happens, right? Because you're just in that energy. You love everybody unconditionally, right? But otherwise, you often do have to think about it. So these are some ideas that can help. Also, commonly what happens is people are just in fear. It was interesting. I had a class and we were doing healings, It actually happened to be a class where the students had to practice healing me. It was right after the thing with my brother this last week, right? And one woman in the class said, "What I got is he's just in fear, and that's why he's running this anger." And that's often the problem, right? So I have a song I want to play called Overcoming Fear. And then we'll go a little deeper. Enjoy this.
Thank you.
Kuan Yin is the essence of compassion. Kuan Yin said to hold all the suffering of the whole planet in our heart until the last one is no longer suffering. And I started thinking about it. Kuan Yin is not depressed. She takes that suffering and just ever so slightly raises it to love, right? I also started thinking about it. I remember when I was in Bali years ago, I was thinking, I've got my emotional stuff that I get frustrated or a little upset about or tweaked about, right? And I thought, wow, if you multiply that by about 7 or 8 billion, that's a lot of stuff going on this planet. And I just got this deep energy of compassion for all of those that are suffering, right? It is really about raising it to love and holding that for whatever is going on. Let me go ahead and play a song of unconditional love. And think about all the people that have hurt you, or all the people you're in conflict with now, or in a challenge with, right? And run this energy of compassion for them. This is unconditional love. Thank you. The Dalai Lama says, you don't learn compassion by studying it. You learn it by practicing it. So when someone hurts you, it's like they are giving you an opportunity to practice compassion. And they are hurting themselves. They're creating karma for themselves, right? So they are sacrificing themselves for you. So you can be grateful that you got that opportunity to practice compassion. Right? Again, a little tricky while in the situation, in the moment, right? But afterwards, it's a little easier. Okay. So I've got a recording here of 40 students actually toning the energy of compassion. So we practiced getting into the energy of compassion. We talked about all this. And then we practiced it so we could hold it 100 with 100% focus. And then we actually toned this energy. So I want to play this recording. I'll play the last like 8 minutes or so here. And so run the energy of compassion for yourself as well as for others, okay? And tone along, right? Because when you make the sound of compassion, you get it through your whole body and it sends it out even stronger with a sound to the whole world, okay? Okay. Enjoy and tone along. Hold that energy, compassion for all, and yourself, for the rest of the evening at least, rest of the weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.